You're listening to SBS News.
As they walked side by side up the grand marble steps of Sydney's St Mary's Cathedral on Sunday, the message from Australia's leaders was clear. We will not be divided. The Muslim Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad and Catholic Archbishop Anthony Fisher led an interfaith church service, condemning the hatred that led to 50 Muslims being slaughtered in Christchurch on Friday. In New Zealand, floral tributes grow by the second near the two mosques targeted. Mourners like Jackie Plateau are determined to send a strong message to their community.
This is not New Zealand. This is not what happens here. We care and we love these people. I just believe that we're all one big family here in New Zealand, and even though I don't know any of the people, I just believe we have to show them that we care.
Islamic cleric Abu Hamzu, so overwhelmed by the support he saw, stepped out from the crowd to make an address.
Your support is overwhelming. I just want you to know that. And we're not going to allow few fanatics to divide our community. We're one. If anything, we're going to come closer to one another. And we're going to recognise that there's no difference between black or white, Christian or Muslim or Jew.
Dozens more people were injured in the attack, allegedly carried out by Seoul Australian gunman Brenton Tarrant. The 28-year-old from regional New South Wales has been charged with murder and remanded in custody until April 5. The tragedy has united the world. Vigils have been held across Pakistan, with 9 Pakistanis among the victims. In Tel Aviv, Israelis and Palestinians gathered for a joint prayer in front of the New Zealand consulate. Muslims in parts of India mourned for their brothers and sisters lost. In the country's south, Hyderabad's Women's Association held a peaceful protest.
Wherever a terror attack happens, we should condemn it. We should stand together. We should give strength to each other. The citizens, whoever comes from whichever religion, whichever region, we all should become like humane human beings, lovers of peace.
From the Vatican, Pope Francis said the victims added to the pain of wars and conflicts afflicting humanity.
Sono vicino ai nostri fratelli musulmani.
I'm close to our Muslim brothers and to that whole community, and I renew the invitation to join with prayer and gestures of peace to combat hatred and violence. Let's pray together in silence for our Muslim brothers who were killed.
Per i nostri fratelli musulmani che sono stati uccisi.
Back home, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning has been under fire for his comments in the wake of the Christchurch attacks. Politicians are being urged to consider their role in fanning hate speech. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.